Blog Talk Radio.
Today of 80 degrees here in the San Francisco Bay Area.
and a low tonight of 58 degrees. And to my beloved brother, who is 3 hours ahead of me in the Eastern Standard Time Zone in the great state of Ohio, the suburb of Dayton, Miamisburg, in the presence of Brother Oscar York. How are you?
I am blessed, Brother Chris. Isn't it something how we can be on the same program in the same studio 3 hours apart? That's technology for you. Praise the Lord. We can do a lot of good with technology, but on the other side, Brother Chris, we can do a lot of bad with it too. But thanks to technology, we are able to spread the gospel like we are doing on this program today. Praise the Lord. And the Lord done blessed us with another beautiful, beautiful day. He watched over us as we slept and slumbered on last evening and woke us up, blessed us with this beautiful, beautiful day, Brother Chris. Now, they say it's in the 90s here. We are having some beautiful, beautiful weather, but they say by Wednesday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're going to get that the remnant from Bruce. And
from Barry, that tropical depression.
Yeah. It's tropical depression. Brother Chris knows about weather. I'm not a weatherman like Brother Chris. But yeah, we're going to have that.
Miamisburg going to be 92. 92, high to 92. Today it is Death Valley, California. It's 100. And it is Phoenix, Arizona. It's going to be a high today of 113, it says. Currently it's 105 in Phoenix, Arizona. And it's going to be a high today in Las Vegas, Nevada, 110. It is currently right now as a 102. Man, that's hot.
That's hot. God bless. I don't know how they breathing down there. I wouldn't be able to breathe in that kind of heat.
All that
Chris.
Dry heat. Well, I guess
that's right. That's right.
Don't try to jog in that.
I wouldn't jog if it was cool, bro, Chris. But we are blessed to be alive. We are very blessed to be alive. And the Lord bless us all with another day, a second chance to make it right with him, another chance to walk close with him. And we are so blessed to be here. And Brother Chris is going to bring us a good lesson today on the prayer life. And we all as Christians should have a healthy prayer life. We all should be able to talk with the Lord like we talk it with our earthly father, because he is our father. And he's coming from Isaiah 59, 1 through 2, Psalms 18 and 6, Philippians 4, 6, and 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. So get your Bible prepared and ready to study along with Brother Chris. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. All right, my brother, what you got lined up for us to kick it off with these wonderful acapella?
I believe I can conjure this song up. I've been I hope it doesn't go wrong. I'm using a different system today, but acapella group called Basic BASIC, and the song is Sunday morning, here we come. We hope
you have a hard time going to church.
Don't show
I got something that's going to bless you. Because the toxin chords, every musician the fruit guy, it's a PDF.
Hey, God
link
bless
in the description. Do it now if you want to take the plan to the next level.
Amen. Hey, how you doing, Oscar the Third? Hey, good to hear from you always. And God bless you, brother.
Basic was Sunday morning. That was Basic, B-A-S-I-C, a cappella group.
Right. Oh,
with
right.
Sunday morning, if we could just make it to Sunday morning where we are praising the Lord and together as a group of people that are saved. Praise the Lord. I love that song, Brother Chris. Sunday morning.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's very, very,
I'm still thinking about worship, man, and how that just that puts you right into that spirit of Sunday morning and preparing your heart and mind for the service of the Lord. And it just puts you into a wonderful state of mind, you know, when we are, you know, walking with Jesus, walking in the light, and that just resonates. And so, yeah, that's beautiful. It's just like we're going to be talking about prayer life today, and we need to pray for our authorities, those that are in power. We need to pray for them because the scriptures tells us, those of us that have been called, that let everyone be subject unto the governing authorities, for there is no authority except it that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God, Romans chapter 13, verse 1. So we ought to pray for our elected officials, pray for our authorities, those law enforcement and those that in our military. We need to pray for our those that have the authority, our magistrates and all those that are principalities, that God will in his will be able to allow out of respect to be able to have an influence even in their lives as well, because they serve us, Brother Oscar.
Well, see, but with that, Brother Chris, the Bible says pray for them. And most people get all confused. They thinking, but since we pray for them, we got to be just like them. Because you got some evil policemen, cops, and authorities out there that's doing wrong. Now, we don't have to go along with
that's
them.
That's true.
But we can pray that they lead this country in the right way. And Mr. Trump, I'm talking to you. Start leading this country in the right way, because at this time, you off base, my brother. Mr. Trump, lead this country. Start leading it in the right way. Start leading it. Stop being so prejudiced.
Right.
But, Bro Chris, we want to play our next election. We want to get to our next election.
That's right.
I love
getting right back on point. Yeah, that's right.
The brothers, Bro Chris, the brothers. Clean heart. And I was looking at the looking at video earlier. Don't you know I taught every one of them when they was young in my youth class. I knew every one of them.
You taught every one of them down in Houston, Texas.
I'm so proud.
One loose me.
Proud.
To do the things that she loves to do.
So proud.
Being there for my team.
That's a commercial.
You count on me.
I want you.
Not
Teaching in different places and everything. So yeah, Brother Chris, you're right. I go back alone, and I believe that's a blessing. I got gray hairs and everything else, and I hope I'm wiser behind it, Brother Chris.
That's right. And that's why, the scriptures tells us, to therefore, you kings, be wise, be warned, you rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with fear and celebrate his rule with trembling. Psalms chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. Yeah, they got to get these guys on point, Brother Oscar. They sometimes forget who they really supposed to serve. They're supposed to serve and represent the American interests, and whatever leaders around the world. They're supposed to serve the people who they preside over. So, these guys, the guy has a way of letting them know who's in charge. So, he only will allow wickedness and iniquity to go so far and how it affects his kingdom. The kingdom, the believers. So we got to just pray for them. And even though God is not with them in some of the all of these things that they do that are not good, and it's outside of what they're supposed to be doing as administrators, but we know that God will hold them and bring them into judgment. So,
leave some of that for your lesson. That's going to be your lesson. It's
prayer time.
It's prayer time. If you have a prayer, it's prayer time. If you have a prayer request, that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. It is our prayer time. And if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. Here we go.
Oh.
Amen. That was Radiant Sweet Hour of Prayer. And if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. Our reading for this morning would come from Psalms 40, 1 and 2. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. Brother Kratz.
Heavenly Father, Father Jehovah, we thank you once again for allowing us to make it through this weekend, Lord, and that you saw fit through your providential care for us all as believers in thee, Father, that, Father, that you're going to make sure to the faithful that we're taken care of, Father, that our needs are met. And we thank you for it, Heavenly Father. We thank you because we serve each other as well as, most importantly, we are serving thee and we are carrying out the cause of your Son, Jesus Christ, Father, who is our life. And we thank you for eternal life that is in Jesus Christ. We pray, Father, for those that are in power. We pray, Father, that tranquility, peace, and goodwill will be the policies and legislation that will be implemented, Father, to make society more of the way it should be, Father, in compliance with what is good, Father. And we pray for the freedoms that we enjoy here in the United States, Father. We pray for our president, Father, that you deal, that he can be encouraged to consult thee for wisdom, Father, and for direction in dealing with the classes of people, Father, who are American, but they may be from different regions of the world. But, Father, that we all, Father, believe in the same ideals and the same, Father, reasons why we are Americans, Father. And we pray, Father, for our dear president. We pray, Father, for all leaders around the world, and that the spirit and Christianity and the religion can be able to have an impact on their societies as well. We pray, Father, for those incarcerated. Bless them in a wonderful way through programs such as this, aired through members of the Churches of Christ. And, Father, and perhaps we can point them to salvation through these melodious, wonderful hymns and songs and praise songs and these songs that are composed by these wonderful gospel artists on the program, Father, and can point them to Jesus Christ. We also pray for those that have departed from the church fellowship or the faith in Jesus Christ, that, Father, perhaps something can be said on the program, or maybe the songs that are being sung by these artists can point them back to the cross, and that, Father, that they can see their undone condition and realize that they need to get back and align themselves with the will of thee, Father, and be able to get restoration of their souls by, Father, confessing that they need, Father, you to change their lives and to be to get restoration, that they can work out their salvation in Christ, Father, and align themselves with the allegiance of in Jesus Christ to work that they can be able to secure their eternal estate in heaven and make their election sure when the time side of life is over for us all, Father, and we can hear your voice saying, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful with a few things. Now I'm going to come and make you ruler over many." We pray, Father, for all that are traveling, provide them traveling grace, our brethren throughout the world, especially those that minister in the evangelistic efforts throughout different regions of the world. We pray for safe travels for them and bless their families, Father, in a wonderful way. And bless civilization, Father, and bless the recovery efforts of those that have been victims of natural disasters and such as flooding and severe weather and earthquakes, Father. We pray for them as well. And this is our prayer in the name of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. As always, Brother Chris, always know how to approach the throne of grace on our behalf. Thank you, Brother Chris, for that prayer. And we
hope
and pray that our listeners listen to your prayer and that you pray for something that is on their minds and they prayed along with you. Because I believe we all need to have a healthy prayer life. If we're having should have a relationship with the Lord, we should be able to talk with the Lord. And that's what a Christian should be to do, Brother Chris. I believe it's testimonial moments time. If you have a testimony that you want to share with our audience, the time to call it in is now. If you have a testimony that you want to share with our audience, the time to call it in is now. Testimonial moments. Now, the number is 657-383-0883. It's always good to share your experiences with someone that's going through something so that you can help them through the hard times in their life. Share your experience. Share what you've been through so that you can help someone along this Christian journey. And that's what we're all supposed to be, is helping one another. All right, I guess we have, none that wants to share today, but that's all right, maybe tomorrow. And like I said, the number is 657-383-0883. And now you know what time it is. Time for us to try to ask for your sponsorship. Now, if you can sponsor our show, please do that. We need you at this time financially. And whatever you can give, is it $1, $10, $20, $30, or $40, it would be very much appreciated, because we want to take Chatting from the Word to the next level and reach out to more and more people. So please help us out. Put us in your budget. And whatever your finances can bear, if it's like I just said, if it's $1, $10, $20, $30, or $40, it would be appreciated. And churches, can get involved too. Leadership, put us in your budget for 2019, and it would be very much appreciated. You know what's in the money. I'm on PayPal, but I'll pull up PayPal and put in my email address, and they will direct you where to do or what to do next. So do that. Do that today. Do that today. Go to my PayPal account and put whatever you want in it. But if you don't want to send it by PayPal, get in contact with myself or Brother Chris, and we can work out a new avenue for you to donate some money to this fine, worthy cause of preaching the gospel to Jesus Christ to a lost world.
Correct.
Now, you can contact us. Talk to us, myself and Brother Chris. We're both on Facebook. Send us a line or two. And I do have an email address. My email address is all lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. You can send a line or two there to me there if you desire. And I do have a webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com. But while you're on my webpage, I have authored two books. I do have a bookstore, and I have authored two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sells for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendship, which also sells for $21.50. And if you want to purchase both books are $43. And we hope that you purchase these books. They are good reads. They're very much a good read, and they will help you with your Christian walk. Now, you know my motto. You know it. I say it every day. When you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power. Brother Chris.
You can reach me at lowercasec06915@gmail.com. And you can let me know what you think of the program, Chatting from the Word on Blog Talk Radio, where Brother Oscar and I are hosts. And we love to hear from you. This is an open forum, so we encourage you to either call in, and if you have anything you'd like to share or any prayer requests or any clarification you need on something that you may be having difficulties with, or you need a little bit better understanding in some areas concerning the will of God, that's why we're here, to aid you in your spiritual walk and point all people to the way of Jesus Christ. You can also reach us on LinkedIn.com. Brother Oscar and I have our separate accounts on LinkedIn.com, Facebook and Messenger 24/7. And you can reach us also either on Twitter, which we download the programs. We have over 200 recordings of the show on Blog Talk Radio at for your enjoyment. So we discuss a variety of different topics near the conclusion of each show that we air for 1 hour, and you can just at your own leisure see which show that you like to listen to, and if you want to listen to all of them, that's just perfectly fine, and that's what they're there for, and we encourage you to do so. You can also reach me, Brother Chris. I'm on Instagram as well. And so there are a variety of social media platforms that Brother Oscar and I could be reached and at your disposal. So we as members of the Churches of Christ believe in the accuracy, validity, prophecy, and the authenticity of the sacred scriptures of God. And we as members of the Churches of Christ, those of us that are faithful to the cause of Christ, we always aim to speak where the Bible speaks and be silent where the Bible is silent. Isn't that right, Brother York?
That is correct, Brother Chris. And Brother Chris have a good lesson for us, although he's been teaching it all this time doing the show. That's going to be on your prayer life. So get your Bibles out. Isaiah 59, 1 through 2, Psalm 6. 18 and 6, Philippians 4:6-6, and 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. So get your Bibles up and get ready to study when Brother Chris comes with his lesson. Our next lecture will be, let me see here, you all, Malcolm Hines leading, love is bubbling over. I love this song, Brother Chris. Love is bubbling. Here we go.
Oh,
That was Malcolm Hines. Love is bubbling over. And now for the message
nice.
From our own brother, Chris Edwards, the preacher of all preachers. And here he is, brother Chris Edwards.
All right. You know, when it comes to tranquility is a state, a quality of being tranquil. That is calm and serene, or serenity and worry-free. The thoughts and consciousness on the path that leads to enlightenment. But did you not know that when it comes to having a relationship with God, our sins and being persistent in a sinful life will cause you to be out of reach with God? Because the old prophet says a long time ago, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, nor his ear heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear." Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 and 2. It's not that God doesn't have the power to hear or the ability to hear. It's just that he doesn't respond to the prayers of lawless people and those that are persistent and being determining to continue to live a simple, very flagrant, simple type of lifestyle. And it says that proverbial writer says, even in this regard, that one who turns away his ear from the law, hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 9. And the old psalmist said, along with this connection, in Psalm chapter 66, verse 18, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear." Did you not know that God doesn't hear alien sinners, those that are outside the covenant of Jesus Christ?
Amen.
No disrespect. We know God loves all creation, but those that are living in a promiscuous, sinful, flagrant, disobedient lifestyle and defiant to the will of God, the scripture says in John chapter 9, verse 31, "Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth." You must be in a covenant relationship with God, with Christ. And the only way that you can have an abundant prayer life, and which is our topic under consideration for a few moments, is that we must have a relationship with God. And the only way we can have a relationship with God to be in his covenant is that we have to be able to be obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we must realize that in order to be able to experience the blessings of God, we must realize that it's impossible to do it by being outside of his covenant. I got five reasons to pray, and I have five types of prayer. And first, when it comes to the reasons to pray, is that we must pray to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You cannot maintain your salvation without having an abundant prayer life as a Christian or as a believer in the gospel of Jesus Christ and as a faithful member of the body of Christ. That's the only way you can hear that God will respond to your prayers. If you are a faithful member of the body of Christ and you have an abundant prayer life as a child of God, because outside of Christ and being a sinner, And pursuing a life of sin, there's no possibility that you can have God to respond to your prayers. Even though a particular individual was lost, and I'm going to allude to this very quickly, in Acts chapter 10, Cornelius, who was a captain of the band, of an Italian band in the military, and he had a great responsibility, gave alms to a lot of people that had need, God heard him because his prayers became a memorial, but he was lost, but he was a good moral man, and God saw that, and God led the apostle Peter and other disciples to him to help him and lead him in the way of salvation. Now, when it comes to our prayer life as Christians, let me establish this point, is that, but in everything by prayer and petition and with thanksgiving, we are exhorted by the Apostle Paul when he wrote to the Church of Philippi, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective, James chapter 5, verse 16. In Psalms chapter 18 in the Old Testament, the old psalmist said in verse 6 of chapter 18 of Psalms, "In my distress I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears." And we're going to conclude with 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18. And then when it comes to also our reasons to pray, we must overcome temptation. It must help us to determine God's will, a weapon of spiritual warfare, and spiritual awakening. That is how we are to come to realize the reason why we have to pray to God. And also five types of prayer: blessing, praise, thanksgiving, petition, and intercession. You want God to intervene on our behalf, and that is so important that God intervenes on our behalf. Quickly, I'm going to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18. "Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing." Don't stop your prayer life. We must continue to be prayerful to maintain our salvation and everything give thanks. "But this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you," Paul says to the church at Thessalonica. And with that, I'm going to give the invitation. Well, you heard the word of the gospel on the prayer life and how important it is to have an abundant prayer life as a child of God. Are you willing to repent of your sins? Because you've heard and you believe the word, because you wouldn't if you didn't if you didn't believe in Jesus Christ, you would listen to this program. Are you willing to repent, change your mind from love and practice of sin? And are you willing to acknowledge the sweetest name of mortal tongue as Christ is Lord? And that is connected with accepting baptism. Once you repent and change your mind from your life and turn and surrender your will to Christ and be baptized for remission of sins in the watery grave of baptism, where you contact the blood of Christ, forgive you for all your past sins, and you are added to the New Testament church. Baptism in water, immersion, is the answer of a resurrected soul in Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 20-22. Brother Oscar.
Thank you, right. Brother Chris. Nice lesson on prayer, your prayer life. So we all need a good prayer life. And like you said, 1 Thessalonians says, pray without ceasing. Always pray. I know I pray always. I'm praying always.
That's right.
When I'm watching TV, I'm praying. I'm sitting up praying. I'm walking praying. On my knees praying. So I'm praying all the time. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the many blessings that you brought our way. We thank you for all our listeners. We pray that you be with them all, guide and strengthen them, and keep them in your care. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. And as always, it's nice chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. Bye-bye. We hope all have
bye-bye,
a good
everybody.
Day.
God willing, see you tomorrow. Keep the faith.